This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. Hello, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. And in this episode, we're going to dive into the transformative power of adventures and nature and how they play a crucial role in our personal growth, happiness, and fulfillment. Now, if you may imagine that you're standing at the foot of a long, knowingly arduous trail, you're about to begin a solo hike that will test your limits and bring in you an overwhelming sense of achievement and self-discovery, this is not just a hike. It's a metaphor for life's challenges and the resilience we develop as we face them head on. And you have to excuse me. I'm just getting over some type of illness that everyone in my family's had for 2 weeks. So I'm trying to batch record all these. So I apologize. We'll get through it together, though. So research has shown that outdoor hiking can significantly impact our happiness and evoke positive emotional reactions as you conquer each step, because you can also conquer fears, insecurities, and self-doubt. You're pushing boundaries, learning about strengths, and building some resilience. And it's not just about the physical challenge, it's also about the bond that you form with nature, because the correlation between the outdoors and our well-being is a topic that has been extensively explored in recent years. A noteworthy study conducted by Healthline provides compelling evidence of this connection, demonstrating that spending time outdoors could lead to improved respiratory health and reduced symptoms of depression. So first, let's talk about breathing, because a fundamental aspect of our existence, breathing can be significantly enhanced when we immerse ourselves outside in nature, because outdoor air tends to be fresher and less polluted than air that is indoors. So that promotes better lung function and overall respiratory health. This is particularly beneficial in today's urbanized societies where indoor air quality can often be compromised due to factors like ventilation issues and indoor pollutants. But the benefits of being outdoors extend just beyond our physical health. The study also found a marked reduction in depression syndrome symptoms among those who spent time in natural environments. And this aligns with a growing body of research suggesting that exposure to green spaces can profoundly impact your mental health. For example, a systematic review found a significant decrease in depressive mood following short-term exposure to natural environments. And this potential to alleviate depression symptoms is indeed unique, because it offers a natural and accessible way to boost mental well-being. And it suggests that something as simple as a walk in the park could be a powerful tool in maintaining mental health and combating depression. Now, if you're contemplating where to begin on this journey, you might find yourself grappling with the question, how do I begin? And that's an entirely valid concern that every great adventurer has faced at the outset. However, remember that even the most elaborate tapestry starts with a single thread. So the first step often appears to be the most daunting, but it doesn't have to be, because we can begin with manageable goals. So instead of thinking about going out and tackling the AT or the PCT, you don't need to do all of that. Choose a local path that suits your current fitness level. And this approach allows you to gradually acclimate yourself to physical demands of outdoor activities while also providing an opportunity to familiarize yourself with the nuances of navigating in nature. And equally important is ensuring that you are adequately equipped for your adventure. The right gear can significantly enhance your outdoor experience and serve as a crucial safeguard against potential risks. So invest in good quality hiking boots, wear weather-appropriate clothing, and essential survivor gear such as a map, a compass, first aid kit, and adequate food and water supplies if you do plan on going out for multiple hours at a time. And while the allure of solo adventures lies in their solitude, keep safety at the forefront, because that is paramount. Make sure that you inform someone that you trust about your plans, where you're going, what your route is, and when you expect to return, because this is essential precautionary measure that provides you a safety net, ensuring that help can be promptly sought if you encounter any unforeseen difficulties, such as a bear or cougar. I don't know. Wherever you're hiking, it could be any of those things. So remember, embarking on an outdoor adventure should be viewed as something other than some Herculean task reserved for only the seasoned explorer. It's something that should be open to all who seek resilience and a deeper connection with our natural world. So take the first step, because as Lao Tzu wisely said, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So let's talk for a moment here about camping, because there's something so humbling about setting up your tent under a starlit sky, cooking your meal in a campfire, and waking up to the sounds of wilderness. It's a reminder of our roots and our connection to the earth. As we dive deeper into the benefit of outdoor adventures, we must recognize the critical role that green spaces play in our well-being. And this is a little plug for the U.S. Forest Service, because that's an agency that's dedicated to managing and conserving our forests and provides compelling insights into the connection between nature and health. So they emphasize that being outside green spaces also promotes an active and healthy lifestyle. And that's, you know, backs up what we just talked about with being in natural environments can lead to all kinds of health benefits, from cardiovascular health and, most importantly, mental health. Interestingly enough, there was a study published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health that found that people who lived in greenest areas had a lower risk of dying from any cause, but especially cardiovascular disease. And what they kind of found was that there was a correlation between people who live in areas that are accessible by the outdoors with an increased opportunity for physical activity while simultaneously having a reduced pollution and enhanced social engagement that green spaces provide. So this kind of underscores the immense potential that being outdoors as a pathway to being healthier and happier, more importantly, and a longer life, because they remind us that every hike, every camping trip, and every park run is not just for, you know, personal growth or fulfillment, but also literally is improving your health and your life expectancy in the process. Because I can remember my first camping trip, because I was filled with a mix of excitement and nervousness. But as I sat there watching flames dance around in the fire, listening to kind of the night sounds, I had this sense of peace that I'd never experienced. And it was kind of this moment of self-reflection that, you know, I really got a lot out of, because there was no one out there. It was just me, my tent, a fire. And, you know, when we're around other people, we tend to talk, we tend to make jokes and laugh and everything else. And just having that time just for myself just really felt amazing. But, you know, keep that safety piece in mind. If you're going to do something like that, make sure that A, you know how your gear works. B, maybe you want to do it somewhere that has cell coverage. And C, make sure people know about it. And don't keep food in your tent, because that's a quick way to end up with uninvited guests inside your tent. Being outside is not just about the thrill and adrenaline, but it's also about just kind of being at peace with yourself, understanding yourself, building that mental health and resiliency, and finding happiness. So I encourage you to get outside, breathe in some fresh air, feel the sun on your skin, take that hike, set up that camp, run that trail, embrace the adventure, for it could be something incredible to look forward to in the future if it becomes a new hobby for you. So as always, I truly appreciate you tuning in to listen. Please take care of one another and stay safe. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.